Christian McAfee, Jacob Grimm, your starting five for the Blue Jays. Perry Lexington going with Tyler Reed, Colton Kniper, Ronnie Baker, Eli Dean, and Aiden Reeves. Cause have the first possession. Quick fire right corner three, no good. Rebound for the Blue Jays brought in by Nate Menold. These two teams played last week, and it was a dominant second half for the Blue Jays. They ran away with it, 65-37. Quick shot up in the paint, and one of the best in the Big Seven, it's Christian McAfee. Averaging a 14-10 double-double coming in, and it's just been a hefty load for the Blue Jays all season.
Yeah, and Brandon, last Tuesday against Seamall Central, so Beth only won that game by three, mostly because Christian McAfee wasn't able to play most of the game because of foul trouble. But then again, Perry and Jeff West, he stayed out of that foul trouble, and look what happened.
Two possessions and two missed threes for Perry LeCompton. Bauman with the board for the Blue Jays. 2-0, a minute into this game. As I mentioned right before we started, Sabetha has not lost a league game since February 18th of 2022. They've won 26 in a row. McAfee again inside, too easy, and he muscles one up and in. And McAfee, the first two baskets at 6:45 to go and a 4-0 lead opening quarter. Blue Jays come in with a record of 15-2 overall, number 6 ranking in 3A. Three possessions now and three missed threes by Perry LeCompton. Another Marcus Bauman board gets it into the front court. Here's Menold, right side in the corner, quickly closed out. McAfee on the wing, ball fakes, hop steps in the lane, kicks it out. Menold fires, short on a three, front rim no. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton's Eli Dean. Let's see if they try a shot that's not a three. They do. Free throw line jumper is short, missing. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Perry LeCompton. So 0-for-4 start for the Cause offensively. Not quite 2 minutes in. Blue Jays get it back at a 4-0 lead. Both buckets by Christian McAfee. Here's Will Ulrich, the 5'10 senior point guard, into the front court. 7 points per game. Now McAfee, short corner right, gets past the defender but missed the layup. Battling for his own rebound, and it's ripped away. Good job there by Aiden Graves to pull that one away. And he quickly pushes it in transition. Beautiful feed, but a missed layup, and a second chance is up and in for Tyler Reed. So an offensive rebound for Reed gets Perry LeCompton on the board, 4-2 at 5:37 to go opening quarter. McAfee again, gets it to Grimm, right side pass, Ulrich fires, lefty for three, nothing but net. Will Ulrich from downtown, his first triple tonight, 35% from downtown this season, 5:20 to go, opening frame, 7-2 Blue Jays. Here's Graves, floater in the lane, hits the back iron twice and falls off, and McAfee the rebound. Here's Bauman. Knifing his way through defenders, stops at the free throw line. Ball fake by McAfee, shovels one back, a straight on triple, no good. But the offensive rebound by Jacob Grimm to keep it alive. Under 5 minutes to go in this first period. Blue Jays can lock up a share of the Big Seven league title with a win in this one. Bauman, beautiful ball fake on a drive inside, it's up and in. And Matt Simmons has seen enough, he wants a timeout. Perry LeCompton takes the T.O. at 4:46 to go and a 9-2 start for the Blue Jays. 32nd timeout. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break, and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Well, the Blue Jays have been the class of this league for the last two-plus seasons. 26 straight league wins. Their only two losses this year, they lost to Marysville in the opener, who's a pretty solid team, and then they lost to Rock Creek, another very good team in the Burlington tournament. But Blue Jays moving up a spot this week in the latest rankings from the KBCA. They go up from 7-6, but they can lock up the number one seed in the substate here tonight, and they can lock up a share of the Big Seven league title. And they dominated that second half last week against the Cause on the road, pulling away 65-37.
Yeah, and it was only a two-point game, 29-27 at halftime. The best, though, they just kind of flipped the switch at half and said, we're just going to go ahead and walk away with an easy win here.
Well, they're off to a great start here, 9-2 out of the timeout. Let's see if the Cause can get a bucket, slow down the momentum. Top of the key, it goes to Tyler Reed. He'll drive, difficult shot through three white jerseys, and it's up and in. And Tyler Reed, 9 points per game this year, the 6'1 senior, and a big bucket, 9-4. Blue Jays, the ball back at a 5-point lead. Ulrich inside to Grimm, turns, Menold, open for three, he was wide open, missed, And an offensive rebound. Shocker, Christian McAfee. 6 and 3 buckets for him inside. And 11-4, another basket. Good offensive start for McAfee and the Blue Jays. Here's Reed at the top of the key. Now Eli Dean a touch. Of course, this Perry LeCompton team won 19 games a year ago and made the state tournament, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Ronnie Baker driving. And that'll be a turnover. Good job by Will Ulrich stepping in and taking the heat. But going back to my last point again, Perry LeCompton, they were 19-5 a year ago. They lost some really good talent from that team. Lost to Southeast of Saline in the first round of that tournament out in Hutchinson. But still, have been good this year at 13-4 under head coach Matt Simmons. Blue Jays have won 6 straight since their loss to Rock Creek at the Burlington tournament. Into the game now is Tyler Minold. He gets his first touch right side to Bauman on the wing. Now again, Tyler Minold gets a touch up top, driving in, and gets it to Kyler Winger, who's also in the game. This Blue Jays team, they go deep, and they play a lot of guys. And there's a turnover. It's thrown away by Brody Dieters. First turnover by the Blue Jays. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Blue Jays out to an 11-4 lead. Here's Graves. Ball fake. Good kick. Now Tyler Reed, a little elbow jumper, is good. Smooth stroke for Tyler Reed. And Reed's got all 3 of the Perry LeCompton buckets. It's 11-6. Here's Dieters, right side, dribbling out of the corner. Over the top pass, Bauman, deep left wing, triple, it's pure, sliding the net up above the rim. They got a stop play for that, and Marcus Bauman, a near 40% three-point shooter, and averaging 13 a game, the 6-foot senior. Boy, he has been fantastic, and a big shot there, 14-6. Blue Jays hot offensively early. Dieter showing a little bit of pressure here, man-to-man in the full court. As it's Eli Dean right down the middle across the big Blue Jay on the center. He'll take it all the way. Floater in the paint, no, and a rebound for Bauman. Cooper Trindle and Zach Esmond into the game here for Perry LeCompton. And they nearly force a turnover, and it looks like they do. Good defense in the full court, and that's the second Blue Jays turnover. 14-6 Sabetha, 2:35 to go, first period. Our boys' game here tonight in the nightcap. The Betha girls winning the first game by 7 over the cost, 39-32. They go inside. Ronnie Baker, a little turnaround through traffic, and he got it to go. A 6'3 sophomore and leading scorer for the cause, Ronnie Baker, his first basket tonight, averaging 11.2 points per game this season. 14-8, 6-point advantage for the Blue Jays at 2:10 to go in this first quarter. Gauzer playing a zone defense, and McAfee driving in, fading away on the right block, and a right-handed shot is good off the window. 4 buckets, 8 points in the quarter for McAfee. Gauzer don't have an answer for him, and now a lot of contact between McAfee and Dean, but no whistle, and that leaves Cooper Trindle wide open for 3, and he knocked it down, and everyone was kind of surprised that there was no whistle blown there.
Yeah.
The Cause take advantage and knock down their first 3 of the game. Here's Bauman on the right block. Has to get it out of some trouble and does. 90 seconds to go. It's a 5-point Blue Jays lead. Dieters back up top to Bauman. His pass is a little bit lazy, and it's taken away by Dean. Dean goes coast to coast, but he missed the layup and an offensive rebound for Esman. His turnaround, no, and it's out of bounds back to Sabetha. Well, when you're playing a team as good as the Blue Jays and you get opportunities in transition and get good looks from right at the rim, you got to put them down. And that time, no, and the Cause blow up an opportunity there, and the Blue Jays get it back, leading 16-11 at 1:15 to go. Here is Ulrich into the front court from left to right. Quick pass left. It goes to Nate Minold. Driving, Bauman caught in a double. Nearly got away with a walk. Kept the pivot foot down, and he turns it over. 4 turnovers now for the Blue Jays. Layup in transition. Off the right foot, in with the left off the window is Aiden Graves. And he's got his first point, 16-13. And just like that, Perry back to within 3. Final 45 seconds. So a good job by the Cause, not letting it slip away after getting down 9-2 early. Here is Ulrich. High left on the wing. They get it right corner now. This is Nate Minold. Skips it to Ulrich. 30 seconds. He'll fire and drill a 3. Ulrich again. 6 points, couple of triples here in the quarter. Lead back to six. 19-13 at 22 seconds to go. Cause creeping closer, but the Blue Jays offensively scorching here in the opening frame. Ulrich playing some tough defense here around the perimeter on Graves. Graves kicking it right corner. Essman tries. Not there on a triple. Ulrich the rebound. And a whistle and a foul with just under 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Just the second whistle. And they get Graves. That's his first. And the second Perry team foul. And real quick, Calvin Evans will check in for the final 4.5 seconds here. Blue Jays get it back up six. They got to go the full length of the floor. Cost showing some pressure. They get it into Grimm. Grimm stops at midcourt. Bauman a step in front of midcourt. Nearly banked it in, but it's no good. Good pace and good offense, and the Cause rally back after getting down 9-2 early. Our boys' game at the end of one. Sabetha 19, Perry Lecompton 13. A quick timeout. Back after this. Second quarter action is coming your way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Kansaland Radio.
Second quarter action coming up here at Sabetha. Blue Jays by six over Perry Lecompton. 19-13 our scores. We start the second quarter of action. Blue Jays with the ball and the lead. Cause come out in a zone defense and quickly force the fifth turnover of the half against Sabetha. Blue Jays jumped out to a 9-2 lead in the first quarter, but the Cause fighting back, down six. 19-13 the score. They get their first opportunity here in the second quarter. Now the Blue Jays clinch a share of the Big 7 League title with a win here. Perry Lecompton, the lone other team that has an opportunity. They only have one league loss. It was to the Blue Jays last week, so they need this one to keep their, realistically, their shot alive. And here's a three straight on, no, tipped around, offensive rebound, and a good job by Zach Essman to keep it alive, and he'll get free throws. They get McAfee trying to battle in there. That's his first team one of quarter two. This puts the senior Zach Essman at the line. And he misfires the first two strong. 60% for Essman on the year. Cause as a team, just shy of 52%. He'll try to go one for two. And he does. Essman on the board. His first tally in the book. 19-14. Sabetha by five. Early second quarter. Cause 13-4. 10-1 in league play. The number six ranked 3A team. Sabetha 15-2. And 11-0 in league play. Here's Ulrich. He had a three blocked. And half the players out there didn't see it, but Graves did and pulls it down. And a long pass up the floor deflected out of bounds by Bauman. And the Cause get it back in the front court down five. Here's Eli Dean to the top of the key. It goes to Trindle. Back to Dean. Up top to Graves. Between the rings out high, looking left, right, now back left. It goes to Essman on the wing. Up top it's Dean. They don't close out. He'll dive through two. His floater is short, tipped in the air. Offensive rebound by Graves to keep it alive. Good passing around the perimeter. They get it into the corner now with Trindle on a second chance opportunity. Trindle dives, and his shot missed. Boy, that was a good little give and go. McAfee pulls down the miss, and another missed opportunity there for the Cause with a good look inside. McAfee takes it all the way in the paint, kicks it right. Evans a three. It's an air ball. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grimm, and the Cause get it back. A couple of subs back in for Perry LeCompton, Tyler Reed, and Ronnie Baker. A couple of starters. 6:14 to go in the first half. 19-14, Sabetha by five. Four losses for the Cause this season. Of course, Sabetha last week. They've also lost to Rossville, who's a pretty solid team, and then Wellsville and Fort Scott at the beginning of the year. A couple of other 3A-ranked teams. Here's a three straight on, short, fighting for the rebound, and Tyler Reed going amongst the trees of McAfee and Grimm inside, and he'll get the rebound and draw a foul on the putback, and he'll shoot two. So the Cause fighting inside, and Tyler Reed, 62% free throw shooter, the lefty short on the first. Scored the first six in the game for the Cause, and he's averaging over 9 points and four rebounds per game. McAfee gets his first breather. Calvin Evans is out as well. As Kyler Winger checks back into the game, he goes 0-for-2 and a rebound for Will Ulrich. You got to make your free throws against really good teams, depending on the opportunities. That time they go 0-for-2. They're now 1-for-4 at the line. And another turnover. They were looking for Winger inside, and it's off his knee and out of bounds. Six turnovers now by the Blue Jays. Keeping the Cause in it. Still 19-14. Blue Jays by five at 5:40 to go first half. Here's Baker, top of the key, off to Graves left side. Blue Jays running a zone, and they force a tip pass and a turnover. Just the second Cause turnover. Here's Bauman into the front court. Hesitates, gets to the elbow, fires the J. It's Pierre. Marcus Bauman with seven. And that's the first basket for Sabetha in a hot minute. 21-14. Back up by seven. Here's Graves, high right on the wing. Knocked away by Grimm, looking for Reed. He gets it back, kicks it left. Into the corner now it goes with Kniper, a three. Little bit strong, perfect place. Baker, though, there for the rebound. Backing down, now Reed, elbow, jumper, not there. And a rebound again for Ulrich. Three rebounds here in the first half for the 5'10 senior point guard, Will Ulrich. 4:47 to go, first half. Blue Jays 21, Cause 14. Blue Jays can win a share, lock it up. The Big 7 league title once again. They have not lost since February 18th of 2022 in league play. Here's Ulrich again, firing a three. It is tie off the rim, no. Grimm, an offensive rebound, another try, no. Battling for it, and saved by Eli Dean. Good hustle. Now the Cause pushing, they got some numbers. Here's Graves bouncing it to Baker in the paint. Lefty shot is good, a little hook. Baker knocks it in from the post, and it's 21-16. The Cause just hanging around. Every time the Blue Jays kind of feel like they're getting a nice advantage, the Cause come back with a big bucket. But they shouldn't leave Bauman open for three, but didn't make him pay. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going back to Perry LeCompton. 3:52 to go in the half, 21-16. Well, Logan, last week, again, Sabetha blew him out in the second half. First half was close. It was only a two-point game. Well, the Cause, they're playing well now. They're hanging around. They just got to make sure they put four quarters together.
Yeah, and for Sabetha, you got to kind of find what you were doing in the first quarter. Again, a lot of that, you know, Christian McAfee, just what he did inside. Obviously, he's not on the floor. Somebody's got to step up in the post and have to make Perry respect the inside game.
There's a shot inside that's up and good.
Tyler Reed.
Well, Tyler Reed couldn't see amongst the trees in there, and he's got eight. 21-18, closest the Cause have been since early on in this game, and now they force another turnover. Blue Jays are having some trouble hanging on to the ball. Now Graves pushing off to Dean in the corner. Three would tie the game. Graves baseline drive got caught. Long pass, and it's going to be out of bounds. So the Cause give it right back. Just three turnovers for them. Now Sabetha gets it back again. A three-point lead and under 3 minutes to go in this half. So Sabetha, again, they've struggled with turnovers here in the first half, certainly helping the cause hang around. See how the final 2:40 goes here with a 21-18 Blue Jays lead. Here's Ulrich, right side, goes to Winger in the corner, dribbles to the wing, bouncing one to Grimm, right back, little give and go, Winger missing, Grimm the rebound, missing a putback, and the Caws get that second miss. And a drive up, good, and the foul in transition. It's Eli Dean with an and-one opportunity and a chance to tie the game. They get the foul on here. They get Nate Minold with the foul. That is his first. Team foul number 3. Dean at the line. Gets the shooter's touch. It's good. His first points tonight. And all of a sudden, just like that, a 21-21 tie. 2:15 to go in this first half. And Sabetha jumped out to a 9-2 lead in the first quarter, but the Caws have battled. And another turnover. It's chased down and stolen away by Dean. Chance for the Caws to take the lead for the first time in this game. And now it's knocked away, and the pickpocket is there. Stolen away by Kyler Winger. He'll drop it into transition, and I think he's called. No, thought they were going to call him for a travel, but he's fouled. Good defensive effort there by Kyler Winger. They get Ronnie Baker with his second. Down to a minute 51 to go in the half. 21-21 deadlock tie. Blue Jays with the ball trying to retake the lead. They get it inside. Ulrich to the rim, and he lays it in. Good find by Bauman with the assist. 8 points here in the first half for Will Ulrich. Blue Jays retake the lead at 23-21. 1:40 to go. Dean walks it into the front court from right to left. Picks up the dribble. Short pass right. It goes to Esmond. Esmond now back left side to Dean. Shaded more towards the left wing. Using the dribble. Now they get it into the corner. Reed gets by a defender, shovels it to Esmond. Layup good. Nice play. Reed the assist. Esmond the layup. 3 points now for Esmond. Tied at 23. Final minute 15 of the half. Winger up top to Bauman. He'll go right back left side. This is Nate Minold, and a pass deflected out of bounds. Cooper Trindle checking back in for the Caws. We'll see Tyler Middle back into the game for the Blue Jays and also Brody Dieters. Well, the Caws showing a lot of fight and forcing a lot of turnovers. 8 first half turnovers here for the Blue Jays. A 23-23 tie just over a minute to go in this first half. Here's Dieters right back to Ulrich. We're now under a minute to go. Ulrich back to Dieters. Up top it goes. This is Winger. Left side to Bauman. Up top to Tyler Middle, left side to Ulrich. Low dribbles with the right hand, works it back between the rings out high. Now Bauman right side on the wing, or I should say left side on the wing. Hands it off to Tyler Middle, turns left, Bauman in the corner. 37 seconds to go. Here's a drive by a winger, shot no, but a foul. And it's going to be on the floor. And they get Kniper with his first. Just the second team foul of the quarter for Perry, so they got still a couple of fouls to give. Bauman left side of his own backboard to throw it in. Looking, finds it in the corner with Winger. Up top it goes to Minold. They set it up for Bauman in the corner. Beautifully done and beautifully executed. Marcus Bauman from downtown. That's the shot they wanted off the inbounds. He's got 10, 26-23. Blue Jays by 3, 19 seconds to go. See if the Caws can get a good look here before the half. They've played well here, hanging in with a top six team in Class 3A. Dean lost it in the air, and it's stolen by a winger. Transition opportunity. Ulrich sidesteps, gets to the lane. Shot is no good. He had a two-on-one break with Dieters, but elected to go to the rim, and he draws the foul. And it's going to be on the floor against Esmond. So that's actually not a bad break, because Ulrich had a chance to just dump it back to Dieters for an easy layup. Instead, they got to work for it here with 3 seconds to go. Bauman to throw it in, 2.9 to be exact. Up top, Ulrich, ball fakes, gets to the free throw line, floater, it's short, and that takes us to the half. So maybe an opportunity for the Blue Jays to get a bucket before the break, and the Caws hold them off. And a good one here between the two best teams in the Big 7. Sabetha 26, Perry LeCompton 23. Our halftime score. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. 3-point game at the half. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
Moral Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansas Land Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, our boys' halftime score, good one between the top two teams in the Big 7. Sabetha holding on to a 26-23 lead. Brandon, Chance in studio. We got Mike Logan here with the Sabetha channel, of course, locked in on KNZA as well. Win for the Blue Jays tonight, secured them at least a share of the Big 7 league title once again. They enter tonight winners of 26 straight league wins. They have not lost since a game at Royal Valley in mid-February of 2022. So again, the Blue Jays have owned this league for the last two-plus years, but they've played some close games this year. Nemaha Central almost nipped them up last week. Paraly Compton hanging with them here, as it's always the fight each and every night in the Big 7, and they certainly got that from Perry in the first half, and that was after the Blue Jays got off to a hot start and had a 9-2 lead and forcing a quick timeout for Paraly Compton, but the Caws came back. They played well.
Yeah, they certainly have. And you look at the turnovers, obviously Perry just with 5 so far, Sabetha with 8, at least that's what I have, Brandon, here in the first half. For Sabetha, they kind of got out of rhythm a little bit offensively, just kind of went a little bit too quick for what they want to do, and maybe just kind of forced some things that they didn't need to. But we saw this game, Mike and I, we saw it last week on Thursday. The Sabetha boys, they were only up by 2 at halftime, and we saw what happened in that second half down at Perry LeCompton. Well, Sabetha, they're at home here tonight, and they know that win streak, obviously, in Big 7 league play, they know it's still there. They're not going to admit it, obviously. They're not going to sit there and say that that's what they're thinking about. They're just thinking of, you know, one game at a time. That's what they're going to tell you. But, you know, in the back of their minds, that's what they're sitting there saying. Hey, you know, we win this game, we wrap up the one seed at Substate, and then everybody else can kind of, you know, fight off for what they want as far as seeding. And we'll just, you know, kind of get ready for that, obviously, with two more games. But for Perry, you know, just talked about it. What happened in the second half, they were only 10 points is all they scored in the second half on Thursday last week. They got to find something offensively this time around. Otherwise, Sabetha, depending on what we see out of the Blue Jays team in the second half, Sabetha might run away with it again.
Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison. or any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Blue Jays again got out to an early 9-2 lead, forcing a quick timeout by Perry LeCompton, but the Caws have roared back, have had a lead here in the second quarter. They outscored Sabetha 10-7 in that second frame after it was 19-13 after one, with Sabetha having that lead. Just three players have scored for the Blue Jays. They got 10 from Marcus Bauman, 8 from Christian McAfee, and then 8 from Will Ulrich. Caws scores. They are led by Tyler Reed. He scored the first three baskets. He's got 8. They got 4 from Ronnie Baker, 3 apiece from Zach Esmond, Cooper Trendle, and Eli Dean. Then they got 2 points from Aiden Graves. Some of the other team numbers, Blue Jays 13 total rebounds. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half. They had 8 turnovers. That was certainly an issue. But they were able to knock down 4 threes, 2 from Ulrich and 2 from Bauman. Perry LeCompton, they had 5 turnovers in the first half, 11 rebounds. They were 2 of 5 at the line. And they knocked down 1 outside shot. That was from Cooper Trendle. Again, our score at the break. Sabetha leading 26-23 over Perry LeCompton, top two teams in the Big 7. Take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, take a look at the sub-states and the Big 7 league standings, and get you set for the start of the second half. A good one here, 3-point game, and we're back in 2 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. Our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Halftime show again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu, getting you set for what should be a good second half. It was a good first half, certainly, between the two best teams in the Big 7. That's not how it really shaped out last week when these two teams played. It was a two-point game at the half, and Sabetha rolled to a what was a 65-37 final over Perry LeCompton, and right now the Blue Jays leading at home 26-23. We've mentioned a couple times here throughout the course of this game so far, these are the top two teams. Sabetha, again, they haven't lost a league game in nearly 2 years. They're 11-0, 15-2 overall, number 6 ranking in 3A. Perry LeCompton, their lone loss last week to Sabetha in league play. So again, and then Nemaha Central, they sit back at 7-4, but it's really a two-team race, and the Blue Jays can lock up at least a share of the Big 7 League title with a win if they're able to hold on here tonight, which is obviously, it's been an incredible run for them, and just trying to get another Big 7 League title, they can at least earn that share. They would need a lot of Perry, if somehow Perry wins, they would still need a lot of help down the stretch to ultimately get a piece, but Sabetha trying to earn the share, and then Sabetha can also lock up the top seed in the sub-state with a win here tonight.
Yeah, and Brandon, you think about a game like last week on Tuesday night, Nemaha Central, they came into Sabetha's house here and almost beat Sabetha last week. And you think if you're Perry, you're kind of wishing that they would have done that if you find a way here in the second half to maybe upset the Blue Jays here. But the Blue Jays, we'll see what they can do here in the second half.
Well, let's see what the Cos can do if they can put together a better second half than last week. They're down three. They get the opening possession here. They go from left to right, and they nearly turn it over, but a little aggressive there is Nate Minold, and he's going to be called for a foul, trying to go for a steal near midcourt. That's the second on the 6'2 senior. 26-23, Blue Jays. Here is Eli Dean, a right side pass. Good extra touch pass. It goes into the corner. Kneiper out of some trouble there. Now Dean at the top of the key, splits two, right side to Reed. Kneiper open, right wing triple, front rim no, and a rebound for Will Ulrich. Pushing the tempo. Here is Minold into the front court, cut off by a double team and another turnover. And pushing in at transition is Perry LeCompton, and another foul against the Blue Jays. Could have stopped a potential bucket, but they get Ulrich here with his first, and quickly team foul number two. Eli Dean to throw it in, bouncing it, Reed over Grimm. That's a tough shot, and Grimm's defense able to force a miss, and Bauman the rebound for the Blue Jays. Here's Grimm at the elbow. McAfee diving, banks it in. Big to big, elbow to inside, and Grimm the assist. McAfee the two. McAfee into double figures with 10, and it's 28-23 Blue Jays. Beautiful little give and go from there. Cos down five with the ball, minute 15. Into this third quarter. Here's Dean driving through two, dumping it inside. It's to Baker, but lost the handle and taken away. Turnover by the Cos. Blue Jays get a steal. Ulrich diving, pinballing through defenders. And he's knocked down and helped up by Baker, and Baker picks up his third foul. And team foul number three already, not even 90 seconds into this frame.
Yeah, and you think about the end of that first half, the biggest question mark was Christian McAfee not being on the floor for Sabetha. Then the first half, Perry kind of found a rhythm and made it a game out of it.
Well, now the Cos lose their leading scorer, Ronnie Baker, with three fouls. 11 points per game for him. He has to take a seat. Here's McAfee off to Bauman. Bauman backing up in between the rings out high. Right side pass to Ulrich. Spins it in his hands. A little jab step. Drives baseline, and the Cos pick up another foul on the floor. And they get Graves with his second, team foul number two. So Bauman to throw it in. 6:18 left third quarter. Easy play. Grimm on the block, lays it in. First bucket for the big man, Jacob Grimm, the 6'5 senior. And a nice little start for the Blue Jays. They built the lead back to 7 at 30-23. Here's Tyler Reed. Dean, left side pass. It goes now to Graves. Back to Reed, top of the key. Dean at the elbow, facing the bucket, looking at McAfee. Tough defense there. Force a pass back to the perimeter. Not a lot of movement outside the perimeter for the Cos here. Dean with a nice step to the elbow, pulls up, hits the back iron, and goes over the backboard and out of bounds. So a little bit of a slow start here offensively for the Cos. In the third quarter, 5:40 to go. They're down 7, Blue Jays 30-23. And that basket by Grimm on that last possession is now the fourth Blue Jay player to score tonight, as it had all been Ulrich, Bauman, and McAfee up until that point. Now the Cos pick up their third foul on the floor. They get Trindle with this one, his first. We just checked in a moment ago. Bauman to throw it in, bouncing it to McAfee, and he slipped and fell a little bit, and they're going to call him for a travel. That's just unlucky there. Just might have been a slick spot on the floor, but Cos will take the advantage there, and that's turnover number 10 by the Blue Jays. Been kind of the one hiccup for them here tonight. Cos down 7 with the ball. You kind of see the Blue Jays really ramping it up defensively here. Nice drive and kick by Reed. Trindle with 3. He's open, but he left it short. And a foul's going to be called on Grimm here, I think, on the rebound attempt. It will be Grimm. That is his first. So not even 3 minutes into the third, both teams with three fouls apiece. So the whistle blowing here early on in the second half. The Cavs have it back after the foul. Here's Dean, baseline drive, right-handed floater, no. Rebound, Marcus Bauman. 5 rebounds in the game for the 6-foot senior Blue Jay. Brings it up the floor himself. Left side it goes. Nate Mendel to touch. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Bouncing it to Grimm inside. Position. Layup good. Drop step for Jacob Grimm. And he's got 4 all in the quarter. And it's a 9-point lead at 32-23. And if the Cavs aren't careful, they need to get something on the board here. But slowly the Blue Jays building up this lead back. They led it by 3 at the half. They're up 9. Here's Reed misfiring on a floater. Chased down by McAfee, and then he throws it off Reed. But it came back. Oh, they will say, I thought they said it came back and touched McAfee, but McAfee able to force that and give it back to the Blue Jays. Nicely done by McAfee. Zach Esmond back into the game. So as we come up on the halfway point of this third period, it has certainly been advantage Blue Jays here in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. And now another foul inside, defending on McAfee, and that's the final foul to give.
That's boy, and that's Baker's fourth.
Boy, Baker just checked back in and now has to go right back out now with 4 fouls. So he's going to have to sit for a hot minute. A leading score for the Cavs, that's big. And now the rest of the quarter, the Blue Jays are going to be shooting free throws. And Bauman misfired. It was in and out on a 3. But Nate Mendel, the offensive rebound. Here's Ulrich, a try. In and out on a 3. McAfee fighting. And they're going to say last touch by the Cavs. So another good job and effort there by McAfee, earning the possession back. 2 great looks there for Bauman and Ulrich. They were both halfway down and out. Here's Grimm on the block. Big body. No, but they get him with the offensive foul. Trindle did a nice job selling it a little bit, but he was certainly plowed in there. Grimm is not a small guy by any stretch of the imagination. It'll be Grimm's second turnover by the Blue Jays, and we get a timeout on the floor. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 3:53 left, third period. Sabetha Boys leading Perry LeCompton 32-23, looking to lock up a share at least of the Big 7 league title. We'll step aside back in a moment here on KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Full house, full crew, always fun. Broadcasting here at Sabetha High School here on KNZA. Also, of course, locked in on the Sabetha channel. Logan and Mike, incredible job as always, bringing you that video coverage. Chance Link, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman with you. Well, Logan, we mentioned right before we just came back here, it's 32-23, Sabetha with a 9-point lead, and just kind of how the ebbs and flows of the first 4-plus minutes of the third quarter have gone, I think the Cavs are fortunate they're not down by more.
Yeah, and for Perry, it's kind of deja vu. We saw it last Thursday. You know, Sabetha only gave up 10 points in the second half. Well, so far, Perry hasn't scored in the second half, and we're almost three-quarters of the way through the third quarter.
Well, let's see if they can get a bucket here. They got the possession out of the timeout. Here's Trindle on a drive. It gets Reed at the elbow through some traffic. Dean a 3. It is not there. Easy rebound for McAfee, and he clears it quickly. Nate Menold into the front court. Dribbles between the legs. McAfee now at the free throw line. Bauman ball fakes. Crossing through. Knifing through some defenders. Nearly lost it. Battling and keeps it alive. Gets it back to Ulrich. Ulrich had it knocked away into the cheerleaders, and they jump out of the way quickly, and it'll still be Sabetha basketball at 3:12 to go in the quarter. 10 points apiece for Bauman and McAfee, 8 points for Ulrich to lead the way. Bauman tries to get it in, knocked away out of bounds by the Cavs, so they'll try it again. Hayden Graves back into the game for Perry LeCompton. Dean will get a breather. Bounce it into Grimm. Gets it right back to McAfee. Another great big-to-big play. Grimm, another assist, and another bucket for McAfee, who's got a game-high 12. And it's 34-23, and now 3 minutes to go in the frame. Good entry pass to Grimm, and just a beautiful extra pass from the right block to the left block. And McAfee that close, uncontested. McAfee just shy of 60% of his field goals made this year. Well, the Caws desperately need a bucket here. Kind of stop this momentum that the Blue Jays have. And that's not going to do it. It's knocked away. A steal for the Blue Jays. Menold all the way. He's fouled by Zach Essman. And Nate Menold will shoot two, looking for his first points tonight. It's only 11, and I say that because it feels like it should be more. But I think, Logan, you and I can both agree, it's kind of danger time here for Perry LeCompton without... That it's kind of in for him and inconsistent in this quarter. Middle missing the first free throw, by the way, but kind of similar play here to how that first game ended up. And of course, the Blue Jays last week ended up winning by almost 30.
Yeah, and it was the defensive side of the ball getting turnovers in the second half, and also finding a rhythm on offense.
Nate Middle again at the line, 6'2" senior, 3 points, 2 rebounds a game. He misses the second. Doesn't matter. They call him for a lane violation, anyways. So Menold goes 0-for-2 at the line, and he's quickly checked out for Brody Dieters. 2:34 left, third quarter, 34-23, Blue Jays by 11. Caws have been scoreless here in the third. Here is Kniper, haven't talked about him much tonight. Now Graves will try. It's a missed three from the right corner. Good box out and rebound that time by Kyler Winger, who's back into the game. Near side brings it into the front court to the corner with Dieters. Closed out, quickly double. The ball fake and a screen gets him out of trouble. Now McAfee left wing, splitting two in the paint. Beautiful passes, an easy layup for Tyler Menold. First bucket for him. Boy, the vision and the passing by the bigs of Grimm and McAfee on display here tonight. It's now 36-23. Lead is 13. Still scoreless are the Caws here in the third. Here's Tyler Reed. Contested pull-up, short, tipped around, a rebound for Sabetha, and Winger has this one again up the floor. Evans with a little stop and pop. He missed the layup, and a rebound for Tyler Reed. That was, Harper Schmelzley, who was checked into the game. My bad there, but Schmelzley appearing in his 11th game this year, had an opportunity but misfired. 36-23, Sabetha, 1:15 to go in the third. Still looking for their first points of the second half. Here's Tyler Reed in the corner, closed out by McAfee. The top it goes to Essman, now to Graves. Good extra pass. Essman, a right wing three, short. Boy, the Caws are cold, but he gets his own rebound. Floater, no again. And a push and a foul before the rebound. And it's going to be against Perry LeCompton, and free throws coming up here for Tyler Menold. And they get, who'd they say that? That's on Essman, who picks up his third. So Baker has four. Essman now with three free throws for the final 57 seconds here. And Tyler Menold just had a bucket, now with 3 points. He makes the first free throw. Jacob Grimm quickly back in. McAfee gets a breather. 37-23. The lead is 14. 11-0 run here in the quarter by Sabetha. And the second high off the heel, and Grimm fights for the rebound and keeps it alive. Blue Jays get an opportunity to add to it here. A 14-point lead. Here is a short little jumper that's short by a winger, tipped around, and it's taken away. Grimm inside, no, and it's put back up and in by Kyler Winger. Well, just unfortunate there for the Caws. 39-23. Blue Jays starting to blow it open here. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Can the Caws at least get some points in the frame? They may have a chance to be held scoreless here, and they turn it over. Well, now the Blue Jays can play for the final shot, and if they do, the Caws are going to go scoreless here in the third. 16 seconds to go. Here is Schmelzley in the right corner. A couple dribbles out of trouble to the wing. Now 9 seconds to go. Back to Kyler Winger. 5 seconds. Winger again, works left to the elbow, bouncing to Tyler Mendel. 2 seconds, he puts it up and in. Wow, what a quarter for the Blue Jays, and they shut out the cause in the quarter. No points for Perry LeCompton, and it's all Sabetha going to the fourth. They lead it 39-23. Final 8 minutes coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Dominant second quarter by the Sabetha boys. They outscore the Cause 15-0. That's right. Cause goes scoreless in the third, and it's 41-23. Blue Jays have the first possession here, and McAfee turns it over with a travel. Really, the only negative has been turnovers for the Blue Jays tonight. But wow, what a third quarter display by the Cause again, or I should say the Blue Jays defending the Cause super well, and just nothing going offensively for Perry LeCompton in that third quarter. Now they're in a lot of trouble here with 7.5 minutes to go and down 41-23. Blue Jays lock up a share of the Big 7 League title with a win, and that's a steal by Marcus Bauman. Turnover by the Cause. 2 in double figures for the Blue Jays, 12 for McAfee, 10 for Bauman. They also got 8 from Ulrich. And how about Tyler Mendel with a quick 5 off the bench in the third quarter late. Ulrich drives, floater with the left is good, difficult finish. And now Ulrich, his first points of the second half, he's got 10, and a 20-point Blue Jays lead at 43-23.
Yeah, and Brandon, the last time these two teams matched up last Thursday, Bauman had 19 and McAfee had 18 in that game.
Those two, just a dynamite tandem in the Big 7 League. Cause still looking for their first second-half points. They don't get it there. Out of bounds. Last touch by Baker. So 8-9 minutes. A lot of time has come off the clock.
Has a team ever been shut out an entire second half?
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen. But I guess Blue Jays certainly on pace. The Cause, nothing going offensively in the second half, and the Blue Jays in complete control. Nice fake. Good dump down here to McAfee. Tries to get in the paint. Looking for a pass to Grimm. Finds its way back to Ulrich. Driving, and a block shot by Tyler Reed, or ejected out of bounds. It'll stay with Sabetha.
I've seen two quarters where a team hasn't scored. That was at Burlington. Sabetha and Silver Lake matched up.
I think Silver Lake girls have probably shut out quite a few opponents, probably in some quarters this year. Number one team in 3A.
They just weren't back-to-back.
That's fair.
They were off.
Here's Grimm. How about a little Euro step? And he got to the rim, but he missed with the left hand. The big fella showing a little moves from the elbow. Rebound for Ronnie Baker. Chance, Tyler Reed. Oh, he missed everything on a three, and a rebound for Ulrich. Cause still scoreless in the second half. Blue Jays lead by 20 with 2 minutes gone by and 6 minutes to go in the game. And Tyler Reed doesn't shoot a lot of threes. His percentage is not great, but that was well off the mark. McAfee at the elbow, and he lost it in a turnover. Steal by Graves. Dribbles in the paint. Left side kick. Can the Cause finally get their first point? Dean drives in, kicks left. Top of the key, it goes to Graves. Behind the back, dribble in the paint, leaving his feet. Right side short corner to Reed. Well, the Blue Jays really ramped up defensively, and they come away with another steal. And Ulrich up the floor, tipped out of bounds. It was last touch by Graves, so the Blue Jays have it underneath their own bucket. 5:26 to go. All Blue Jays leading by 20. And barring an absolute incredible comeback, Blue Jays looking to lock up a share of the Big 7 League title. Getting another piece and another hardware here inside this school. Well, before the pass entered in for the Blue Jays, I think they hit
McAfee for an offensive foul.
Well, McAfee picks up his third foul and the first foul of the fourth quarter on either side. This was a 26-23 halftime score. It's now 43-23. Here's Baker for three. Front rim, no. And another tip try, no. Boy, just nothing going down. As Dean had a great look on the putback, but they get a foul on Grimm. That is his third. So the Cause keep it, but they still are searching for their first points in the second half. A good look. Dean for three, short. Rebound for Sabetha. They still are scoreless in the second half. Here's Winger on a drive, kicks it. Ulrich, the lefty, wide open for three. Misfired, barely grazed the rim, but Bauman, right place, right time for the rebound. And he'll dribble out to midcourt and reset. Here's Winger, left wing. They leave him open. Winger from the wing. Bauman, a couple of tries. He's pushing it up for a third time. No. And finally, Essman clears it. So a couple of offensive rebounds there for Bauman, but left both put back short. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. It's all Blue Jays here in the second half. Here's a three on the way. No, and it hits the top wiring again, and it's going back to Sabetha. Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing going in the way for the Cause here in the second half. They have not scored since the second quarter. And now they come away with a steal, though. Could be an opportunity. Sidestep, layup, good, and the Cause finally on the board. It's a layup by Ronnie Baker. 43-25. A long, long scoring drought for the Cause has finally ended. They're down to 4 minutes. Here's McAfee, ball fake, driving in, Winger a drive, difficult reverse, no. Bauman put back, yes. Marcus Bauman, his first points of the second half. It's 45-25 at 3:45 to go, lead back to 20. Ulrich nearly came away with a steal, knocked it out of bounds off the hands of Essman, and the Cause will keep it. Aiden Graves checking back in. Tyler Minold as well, who gave some great third quarter minutes with 5 points in about a 60-second span. Well, we got 3:39 to go. It's a 20-point Blue Jays lead. And kind of a similar story from the first meeting when these two teams played last week at Perry. Good first half, but the Blue Jays blowing it away. Baker, a three. He was wide open. No. Rebound for Tyler Middle. Ulrich pushing. Bauman high right on the wing. Kind of slows down the pace. Gets a high ball screen. Little pick and roll. Spins it back to McAfee, but a misfired on the pass, but they keep it alive with Tyler Middle. Ulrich bouncing one. Middle layup. Spins in there. Ulrich the assist. And Tyler Middle, 7 second-half points. It's 47-25, largest lead for the Blue Jays at 2-2. And the Cause turn it over again real quick. 2:50 to go. Bauman, little pull-up, got it. 14 for Marcus Bauman, 49-25. Here's Graves driving in, kicks it, tips. Winger trying to go for a steal, out of bounds, and he can't get there. Cause will keep it. And it looks like head coach Matt Simmons for Perry LeCompton is going to empty the bench. His team down 24 with 2.5 minutes to go. We'll get some of these names in as we continue on. Colby Krein, Dayton Tucker, a couple of the names for the new players coming in. Colton Kneifer stays in. Brody Dieter's in for Sabetha. Harper Schmelzley in as well. And we'll get some, probably missing a couple here, but the final 2.5 minutes, we'll play it out. Blue Jays are going to earn a share of the Big 7 League title, and they'll win their 27th consecutive league game. And there's a three for the 5'11 sophomore Dayton Tucker off the bench, appearing in just his 7th game for the Cause this year. And all the offensive struggles, you bring in a sophomore who hasn't played much, and he just drills a three like it's nothing. 49-28, under 2 minutes to go. Kellenwinger is also into the game for the Blue Jays. Tyler Minold still in there. Mentioned Schmelzley, Dieters, and Kyler Winger. Five on the floor for the Blue Jays as they kind of work it around the perimeter, wasting some time here. So Sabetha is going to improve to 16-2 overall and 12-0 in league play. 27 straight Big 7 league wins. Caws are going to drop to 10-2 in league play and 13-5 overall. Nice little give and go. Schmelzley an assist after all that. Another bucket for Tyler Minold, who's got 9. A minute 10 to go, 51-28. Caws have scored just 5 points in the second half. And 3 of those from the kid who doesn't play a whole lot. Now another one. This time it's Colton Kneiper. 7 points per game for Colton Kneiper, and that was his first bucket tonight. So 51-31. So it took until the fourth quarter before the Caws scored any points, but they've got a couple of threes here late. Final 40 seconds. Schmelzley just holding the ball. So Perry LeCompton, they got 2 games left. They'll be at Riverside on Friday, and then they host Fulton on Tuesday next week, and that'll be the regular season finale. That's the boys. The girls have actually an extra game. They'll play Hiawatha on Thursday, and then Riverside, Fulton to wrap things up. Sabetha back at home Friday against Fulton, and at Hiawatha on Tuesday. So they will lock up the outright league title with a win here on Friday against the Fulton Wildcats, but the final 5 seconds are running off the clock. Another dominant second half performance by the number 6 ranked team in Class 3A. Sabetha boys win it. Final score, Blue Jays 51, Perry LeCompton 31. We'll close it out with our post-game show and our player of the game coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Well, we welcome you back. It's a Sabetha sweep here in Big 7 League play on this Tuesday night, as the Sabetha boys, a dominant second half performance once again against Perry LeCompton, and they pull away and secure a piece of another Big 7 league championship, 51-31, the final score. Our postgame show, it is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Well, Perry LeCompton, down just three at the half. It was 26-23, and the cause is cold as the Arctic Circle in the second half. Did not get their first points in the second half until, what, about midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They were held scoreless in the third and outscored 15-0, 41-23 at that point, and then, yeah, able to get a couple late threes, and end up scoring 8 points late down the stretch, but it took them a while to finally get those points on the board. And at that point, Sabetha had already pulled away. And congratulations. Again, Sabetha has now won 27 straight Big 7 League games. They've got the piece. You know, went on Friday against Holton, will secure the outright league title, and they have now secured the top seed in the Royal Valley Substate. So
yeah,
another fantastic season for Sabetha, but still a ways to go and a lot still to be accomplished.
Yeah. Really, you know, you look at this game and it's kind of a mirror image of last Thursday where, you know, Sabetha had a 2-point lead at the halftime break. It looked like we were going to have a fantastic ending to that game. And Sabetha just came out of the locker room in the second half and just took over and said, no, we're just going to go ahead and end it. We don't want to have what we had Tuesday night against Nemaha Central where it's, you know, a nail biter to the very end. And, you know, they held Perry to just, 10 points in the second half in that game. And then, you know, you turn around here tonight, Sabetha's got, it looked like they're early in the first quarter. Sabetha might kind of run away with it early. Perry stayed around. We go to halftime. Sabetha only up by three. But Sabetha, they did the same thing. They said, no, we're not going to have another, you know, nail biter at the end of this one. And this time they only hold him to 8 points in the second half. 23 points and then 31 to end it. So Sabetha, defensively, they play fantastic team defense in games like this. And then the biggest storyline for the Sabetha's offense, finding a way to keep Christian McAfee, keep him out of foul trouble, and that way he's able to stay on the floor. That really helps Sabetha again. We saw it last Tuesday against Nemaha Central. He got in foul trouble, wasn't able to play most of the first half because of that. Nemaha Central stuck around second half, got in a little bit again, had a sit for just a little bit. Nemaha Central was able to make a game out of it. If he can stay on the floor, that really helps Sabetha's offense and working the ball inside and kicking it back out.
Our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yangst and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, the final score, 51-31. Blue Jays win it. They are now 16-2 overall, still perfect, 12-0 in league play, securing at least a share of the league championship. A win Friday against Holton will win it outright. They have now won 27 straight Big 7 league games. They have not lost since mid-February of 2022. That was a game at Royal Valley. Pretty balanced scoring. Marcus Bauman, 14 points and 9 rebounds. They got 12 points and 5 rebounds from Christian McAfee. He was pretty quiet in the second half, but got off to a really good start. Another solid night for Will Ulrich, 10 points. He hit a couple of threes and had 5 boards. And how about Tyler Middle? You know, didn't talk about him much in the first half, but 9 points all in the second half for the 5'10 senior Tyler Middle. They also got 4 points and 5 rebounds from Jacob Grimm and 2 points from Kyler Winger. 14 turnovers, 29 rebounds. Blue Jays were 1-for-4 at the line, and they knocked down 4 threes. Perry LeCompton, they dropped to 13-5 overall, now 10-2 in league play. It was a big loss, and they essentially have to win out, and the Blue Jays have to lose their final two games if they want to somehow earn a share of the Big 7 league crown. They got Riverside and Holton. Blue Jays have Holton and Hiawatha, but again, the Blue Jays in a very good spot, needing just one win in the final two for the outright league title. Cause were led in scoring by Tyler Reed. He had 8, and 6 of those were the first 3 baskets of the game. Again, everybody for the Cause quiet in the second half. They got 6 from Ronnie Baker. They got 3 points apiece from Colton Kneiper, Dayton Tucker, Cooper Trindle, and Eli Dean. They got 2 points from Aiden Graves. 12 turnovers, 17 rebounds. They were 2 of 5 at the line, and the Cause knocking down 3 threes in the game. Now time for our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Pretty balanced again scoring-wise. I'm sure that's not much of a surprise for this Blue Jays team all year. They got multiple bodies who can certainly put up some numbers, and 3 in double figures. And then mentioning Tyler Middle again, who at 9 second half points and really played well off the bench. But Blue Jays again getting that 16th win of the year, 7 straight now, and share the Big 7 league crown. But who do you like is potentially a player of the game?
I mean, really, there's three. I mean, you alluded to Tyler Minold as well with 9 points, but there's really three guys that you can kind of look at mainly. Will Orrick, he had 10, McAfee had 12, and Marcus Bauman had 14. So you can kind of give it to really any one of those three. I think the biggest one, though, probably going to go to Marcus Bauman, finding a way, obviously, some of those steals, bringing it back the other way, slowing things down, kind of working it around defensively, getting in passing lanes, and just kind of putting his team in the best situation to help get the victory here tonight.
Yeah, balance once again. You know, first-year head coach Josh Wurtenberger, he's got a good team. They move up to number 6 in the 3A rankings that were released earlier today. We'll have a story up on that later on tonight over at MSCSports.net. We don't have a lot of local teams ranked. Nemaha Central Girls, of course, they are ranked in action tonight. They were at Royal Valley, but nonetheless, going back to this one again, Marcus Bauman, our player of the game. 14 points and 9 rebounds, a dominant second half for the Blue Jays. Again, they will be back. Sabetha will be at home on Friday against Holton. Perry Lee Compton, the girls will play at Hiawatha on Thursday, and then both teams for the cause back in action on Friday at Riverside. So that is going to do it. We got done a little bit early tonight. Seems like the couple of the games across our networks are still going on right now. So look like the boys game between Holton and Riverside at the half, or I should say that game is at Holton. So yes, you can of course watch that one on the Holton channel. We do got some other finals as well, but all the finals from tonight's action will be up later on our website. That is, of course, MSCSports.net. So Sabetha gets the sweep. Blue Jay girls snap a 6-game losing streak. They hold off Perry Lee Compton in game 1, 39-32. And the Sabetha Blue Jay boys, again, their 27th straight Big 7 League win. They earn a share of the Big 7 League crown, earning the top seed in the Royal Valley Substate, pulling away in the second half, 51-31. Against Perry Lee Compton. For Mike and Logan for the Sabetha Channel, Chance in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Friday for more high school hoops here across the MSC Sports Radio Network.